KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 68. There is still a dense fog advisory in effect for parts of the listening area until 9 a.m., but the fog has burned off here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Creston say five people were arrested Tuesday morning on drug charges. All five of the suspects, 28-year-old Devin Guzman McInnes, 21-year-old Danny Guzman, both of Creston, along with 32-year-old Omasan McCarthy and 25-year-old Ashley Griggs Thomas, along with 25-year-old Ashiqua Jackie Shanae Williams, all of Des Moines, were arrested at a residence in the 1000 block of West Montgomery Street. McInnes, Danny Guzman, and McCarthy face charges that include possession with the intent to sell marijuana and felon in possession of a firearm. McInnes also faces a charge of failure to affix a drug tax stamp. All three men were later released from the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond each. Ashley Griggs Thomas and Ashiqua Williams were charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. They were later released on $1,000 bond each. And Creston police say a bank on West Taylor Street in Creston reported Tuesday that a counterfeit $20 bill was received at the McDonald's restaurant in Creston. The bill was found in a deposit bag from the night of May 16th. Cass County Auditor and Commissioner of Elections Dale Sunderman is asking that eligible voters in Cass County who have not yet registered to vote in the county or have moved since last registering and who plan to vote in the primary election register with the Cass County at the Cass County Auditor's Office before the close of pre-registration for the June 7th primary. The close of pre-registration date is May 27th. On January 1st of 2008, Iowa law became effective, which provides eligible persons the right to register to vote and cast a ballot on Election Day if they provide proof of both their identity and residency within the precinct at the polls. The law requires provides some convenience to voters, but Election Day registration comes with some confusion and requires additional time at the polls. Additionally, eligible voters do not always know which precinct they should report to. For those reasons, and among other reasons, the auditor recommends that eligible potential voters make every attempt to register by mail online at sos.iowa.gov or in person at the county auditor's office prior to the close of pre-registration at 5 p.m. Friday, May 27th. That'll provide time for the auditor's office to complete the voter registration process and mail a voter registration card to each new registrant. That voter registration card will indicate the location of the correct precinct. Persons who are already registered to vote at their current address do not need to re-register to participate in the election. Voter registration forms can be obtained online, again at the address I mentioned at sosiowa.gov, as well as at the county auditor's office. The Cass County Auditor's Office is open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. On Friday, May 27th, the auditor's office will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Any questions concerning the process may be directed to 712-243-4570. The Connections Area Agency has announced that the state is continuing the Farmers Market Voucher Program for older Iowans. And with that program, seniors meeting income requirements can obtain vouchers that they can use at participating area farmers markets to buy $30 worth of fresh, locally grown produce. If you have questions about eligibility, you can call 800-432-9209, extension 1010. Now, the Cass County distribution of farmers market vouchers will be held Tuesday, June 14th from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Cass County Extension Office in Atlantic. If you're interested in obtaining a booklet of vouchers, you should plan to be at the distribution. There are a limited number of booklets, so distribution will be on a first-come, first-served basis. In order to qualify for those vouchers, you must be at least 60 years of age or older, and your annual income must be less than $21,978 for a single person and $29,637 for a married couple. Only one original application will be allowed per individual. No photocopies or duplicate applications will be allowed, and married couples can apply jointly on one application. And the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn says it's going to be a big ceremony at one of the world's smallest chapels, and everyone's invited. Generations of Love is the theme for the 36th annual celebration of Danish heritage, Tivoli Fest, which takes place Memorial Day weekend in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbolton. Couples are invited to participate in a mass wedding vow renewal ceremony that will be performed by Mayor Stan Jens outside of the Morning Star Chapel. That's a tiny chapel built by a Danish immigrant carpenter in 1951 when he was 83 years old. The chapel was originally located on a property in Waterloo as a place for people to meditate, pray, and relax. Since 1951, there have been more than 400 wedding ceremonies held at the Morningstar Chapel, which now stands on the historic Danish Windmills grounds in Elkhorn. The festivities will kick off Friday night with a bachelor and bachelorette party at the Elkhorn Fire Station featuring the Iowa Craft Beer Tent and live music by Diego Garcia. Saturday, there will be a collection of wedding dresses and Danish immigrant wedding portraits on display at the Elkhorn Town Hall, where you can sample a Danish smorgasbord. And that evening is the rehearsal dance featuring the Iowa Craft Beer Tent and live music by Darla Hansen and her band Local Suspects. A wedding brunch with Abel Skeever and Badeester Poles is planned for Sunday morning. A Danish Kransaga cake wedding cake competition will be held immediately following the vow renewal ceremony. Now, the event is strictly for vow renewals only, and you don't have to be Danish to participate. Each couple will receive a Tivoli newspaper of events and a special vow renewal certificate. A small contribution of $10 per couple is requested to go to the chapel's maintenance fund. You can register online at the address provided on the same story under the news page at KJAN.com. And you can enjoy a weekend of Danish festivities featuring a fun run, parade, fireworks, a walking street Viking encampment, folk dancing, food, and much more. You can download the Tivoli Fest schedule of events at DanishWindmill.com. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.